Head over to the livestock side. I don't mean to yawn, but that's kind of how I feel with this cattle market. It's been very light, waiting for some cash to develop.
Well, it's been kind of quiet right now, and we're moving into a long-term picture of where we're getting tighter supplies. We're going to be below last year's third quarter by 1.5%, 2%, and probably 4.5% below fourth quarter compared to last year. So we're going to continue to tighten those numbers up. However, with the drought and everything, we're looking at larger non-fed kills that are going to put a little extra meat on the market. And you also got a hard hog influx here right now of a seasonal increase of supplies, which could pressure the beef as well.
A lot of pre-holiday profit-taking as well?
Well, we're definitely going to see that. We're moving into a short kill week next week. And we'll have to wait and see what the clearance is finally before we really determine what way box beef prices will go. Historically, though, box beef prices have tended to drip lower in September, but that does not always follow through with the cash prices.
And I'm sure the way the grains are trading are having an effect again today on the way the livestock trade.
Well, it definitely will. These grains have really put a crunch on the cost of production. With tighter feeder cattle numbers out there, they want to move higher, but people are pretty reluctant to pay higher prices with the cost of feeds that are going to be available this fall.
What about from the hog perspective on these grains?
Well, they're definitely increased their cost gains, too. I think the sow slaughter has been increasing. What's interesting, though, is the market hog weights have been increasing as well, which is leading to an increase here in supply. The one positive, if there is any, in the hog side right now is that October's at an extreme discount to the cash market. And we should see a little bit of a bounce in those futures.